It is time to get to it, my friends. Time to get to it on a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the latest job numbers are more good news for the economy, with another 136,000 jobs added to the workforce. Last month, the unemployment rate, an eye-popping 3.5%. Good Lord, everybody's working. Number two, more and more business groups say Elizabeth Warren would be a clear and present danger to the U.S. economy and to economic prosperity in general. Warren, who's quickly becoming the Democratic front-runner for president, has a whole slew of Marxist ideas she's ready to unleash. And number one, because most of their ideas are just so bad, Democrats doing the only thing they can think of to get Donald Trump removed from office. Lie like hell and keep going after impeachment. Yeah, that's it. Lie like hell, go after impeachment with his connections to Ukraine and anything else you can think of. But just wait. Just wait. Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report might be out by the end of the week. That's the rumor, anyway. The Inspector General report could be out on Friday. An in-depth deep dive into all things FISA, the Steele dossier, and all of those people. By the way, it's been deeply criticized already by Andrew McCabe. Makes you wonder what Andy thinks is going to be in the report, doesn't it? By the way, John Durham will be the guy handling the criminal prosecutions if there are any referrals for criminal prosecution. He'll be the guy handling that. Don't worry. Andy, meet John. John, Andy. Hope you guys get along well. Meanwhile, Jim Jordan of Ohio says, you know, it's all predicated on lies and a charade and being led by dishonest Democrats like Adam Schiff. He says that because when Kurt Volker was testifying on Friday, there were a bunch of different things released. And he says the problem is Adam Schiff releases little snippets, little pieces to make it look like there's something nefarious going on. He says, why don't you release the whole thing? Be honest, because you see, Jim Jordan knows what's in it. He just can't be the guy that releases it. He's not a leaker. He's not a Democrat. And he's not an anti-Trump, never Trump guy. But I want you to hear what Jordan has to say. It's bite number three. Bite number three with Jim Jordan. Go.
Why don't he release the whole transcript?
Well,
why don't
we know? I ask Hakeem Jeffries that exact question.
I appreciate you doing that, but the real question is, why don't you ask Adam Schiff, why won't he do it? The president released the call. Unprecedented. He released a call with a foreign leader. That hasn't been done very often, maybe not before, but why won't Adam Schiff do the same thing with the... Why? There were 67 pages of text messages. Why just a few handful selected, highlighted by the Democrats? The same Democrat staff who, by the way, met with this whistleblower before he even filed the complaint, and Adam Schiff wouldn't tell us that. The same Adam Schiff who did the false statement at the start of the hearing a week ago. The same Adam Schiff who met with Michael Cohen. His staff met with Michael Cohen for 10 hours before Michael Cohen testified. Why won't... And I think Americans see this.
I think I'd like to see it. I'd like it all in context. We already know that some of the things that have been released were released in a very misleading way, including in the Mueller report. Yeah, in the Mueller report where they put in little snippets of a phone call. But when you see the whole phone call in its entirety, you go, wait a second. Taking that one snippet gave one implication that was not accurate at all, that Trump's attorney was doing something improper, which he was not. So if you edit with an outcome and a narrative in mind, you can manipulate what's being heard and said and seen. Release it all. Like Donald Trump did with the Ukraine memo, with the phone call with Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. That shocked the Democrats. Here's the phone call. You want to see it? There it is. Shouldn't do this because it sets a very bad precedent. I agree. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to see the phone calls that Barack Obama had with different world leaders? Wouldn't that be fun to go through and explore? Because if you're looking for something, if you have a preconceived notion of what the outcome should be, and you have a bias, and therefore you have confirmation bias because everything you see fits into your narrative, happens all the time. We all do it. I'm guilty sometimes. So are you. But if you have a preconceived notion of what the outcome should be, and that's all you mold, and that's what you package and put out, well, then that's kind of dishonest. And that's where the problem lies with the whole impeachment inquiry, if you will. There were 70 Democrats that voted for impeachment before Mueller's report was even done. There were Democrats talking about impeachment before Donald Trump even took the oath of office and became president of the United States. Impeachment's been on the forefront and the front burner for some of these Democrats since 2:30 in the morning on November 9th, 2016. They don't care about the truth. They don't care if he's actually committed impeachable offenses. They don't like Donald Trump. I get it. I didn't like Barack Obama a good part of the time. I didn't call for him to be impeached. I didn't demand that he be impeached. Impeachment is a very serious undertaking. Should not be taken lightly, and Adam Schiff shouldn't be out there imitating and making up, as he called it, parody, which was nonsense, treating it as if it's a joke. Impeachment will divide this nation even further, right down to the core. And if you've got impeachable offenses, by God, show them, because you would have honest Republicans say, okay, that's too much for me. That's an impeachable offense. But when it's all straight party line vote, what does that tell you? In the Nixon case, it wasn't a straight party line vote. In the Bill Clinton case, pretty much was. Partisanship. Partisanship. So impeachment may or may not happen, but it's awfully hard to argue, to me anyhow, that asking friendly nations to look into corruption is not okay if it's the Bidens. But you have to ask yourself, if Hunter's last name was not Biden, would he have gotten millions of dollars from a Ukrainian energy company? You know the answer is no. Would he have gotten $1.5 billion out of China in a deal with the Chinese government by way of their national bank? The answer is no. Does it make it illegal or corrupt? Not necessarily. It means he took advantage of what was available to him. He took advantage of what was available to him. Hell, in the same situation, I'd probably do the same. Why wouldn't you? You've got a chance to put this together. Doesn't make it illegal. Doesn't make it corrupt, but it makes it suspect. It makes it deeply suspect, and that makes it okay to look into. And if it's deeply suspect and the president says, hey, can you look at that? That's not an impeachable offense. That's what the president should do. Whether you like him or dislike him, that's what he should do. He should look into corruption there. Period. Now, let's go to bite number four real quick. Bite number four. Take that. Four.
On this show, we saw a commercial paid for by the Trump campaign making the case against Biden. We had a USA Today Ipsos poll this week that showed that by 2-1, by 42-21%, Americans say it would be legitimate. There are valid reasons to investigate Biden's behavior when it came to Ukraine. You know, the behavior was not illegal. It's not unusual for family members to try to cash in on famous or powerful relatives. It is something that Americans do not like. It is unseemly, and that is a question that Joe Biden is going to have to answer moving forward.
There you go. From USA Today and Face the Nation. Not illegal, not corrupt, but unseemly, bad politically. It looks bad. The optics do. And that's the takeaway. But that does not make it an impeachable offense for this president, period. Paragraph. 14 after on a Monday. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't. But when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. Called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.